Well, Twitter is coming under heavy criticism from some users after deleting thousands of automated accounts or bots overnight and without warning. The social media platform also issued new guidance restricting the use of multiple accounts as well as automated accounts. Twitter says it's trying to tamp down aggressive posting of identical content and curb the inflation of the number of likes and retweets. This comes, of course, after special counsel Robert Mueller's indictment last week of more than a dozen Russian nationals and firms that allegedly use fake social media accounts to spread disinformation during the presidential campaign. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now with more on this. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what more can you tell us about this purge?
Well, it initially took place overnight, and it took place without warning. So what appears to happen is that thousands of Twitter accounts simply vanished, and that a lot of people then were finding that their accounts were challenged as well. They spent some hours off the platform as they had to provide verification that their accounts truly belong to them, which is to say a real person. But, you know, a lot of people said they were back on within a few hours. So this was a disruption, but it was an attempt by Twitter to prohibit the automated use of multiple accounts by people to simply inflate points of view, spam, commercial stuff, but particularly, it seems, you know, certain kinds of political declarations, although that's not what Twitter is claiming it's doing.
Well, and Twitter and Facebook have gotten a lot of criticism for not doing enough to stop these fake accounts. This certainly looks like a response to that from Twitter. Is it enough? And do you think we should expect similar action from Facebook?
You know, there's been a blowback from, you know, Robert Mueller's indictments and the ways in which social media were exploited, according to Mueller's indictments, by essentially Russian propagandists. You've also had officials from Twitter and Facebook come under rather withering questioning on Capitol Hill and from British lawmakers about the issues related to the Brexit campaign there. I don't think we should overlook also the amplification of clearly false claims about some of these students who were survivors at the mass shooting in Florida just some days ago, claims that these are not impassioned students but actors somehow being paid to advocate for action against against gun ownership, particularly assault rifles or weapons like that. So I think a number of the social media platforms are seeing real pressure from folks to act to try to de-escalate the ability of people to amplify those kinds of false claims that are being made on their platforms.
David, I want to ask you about one other story in the media this week. Newsweek published an article about its parent company and a Christian university this week. This was an article that Newsweek appeared to have tried to squelch. Some staff were fired over it and others threatened to resign. Now the story is out. What do you make of Newsweek's change of heart over the story, as well as their transparency about the work of their former reporters?
Well, you got to start with the rather incredible disclosure that appears at the very top of the story, which indicates that several editors and a top reporter, Celeste Katz, were fired over their attempt to explore why the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has essentially launched an investigation of Newsweek and its parent company and its relationship to this private Christian college, a financial relationship that seems to indicate that Newsweek gave a lot of money away to try to help its prospects in expanding in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And then it articulated all the twists and turns that had taken for that story to see the light of day, including the fact that the story appeared to be interfered with for a while until a group of other reporters who decided to take up the charge themselves threatened to resign. I think it's kudos to the people in the newsroom who are left standing at Newsweek. Mm-hmm. What we really have to see is whether Newsweek's reputation endures from what its managers attempted to do there.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.